This podcast is brought to you by our Let's Go Brandon t-shirt. Order it at gracecurlyshow.com. Enjoy the podcast.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
The Millennial with the Mic is the most listened to midday show in Boston.
We got to bring in a new voice, a young voice, a rising voice, Grace Curley.
You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, the Spectator, and the Daily Mail. Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Get ready, pal.
It's Boston's number one midday show, The Grace Curley Show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to The Grace Curley Show. I hope you're having a great day. We're about to make it even better. We have so much to get to. And really, there has been a major, major turnaround in the liberal media. If you have not been keeping up with what's happening at the New York Times and at CNN and MSNBC and Vox and all these places, well, first of all, God love you, kid. You got good blood. But second of all, you probably missed the fact that now masks are actually not as important as we thought. Now we can get rid of masks. It's the weirdest shift. I think the Democrats, in their desperation to try to follow the science, i.e. follow the polls, they have lost all nuance. They have lost all subtlety. And they have really hit a new point where they think it's like a new low in their opinion of us, where they think that we are going to have the shortest memories of all time. They think our memories are like a goldfish. And we're going to wake up today and go, okay, thank you, and move about our day. And not say, whoa, hold on, wait a tick. We've been masking our kids for 2 years. Can we get a little more explanation as to why we're suddenly supposed to take the mask off? I'm all for people taking the masks off. But I've been saying that for 2 years now. I know a lot of other people, Carol Markowitz, Howie Carr, Tucker Carlson, a lot of other people have been saying this for 2 years. So suddenly the experts, the leaders, the scientists, the gods among us are saying that these kids can take the masks off and that's it. They're offering very little explanation as to why. They're just citing things that we've known for 2 years. And of course, my knee-jerk reaction is, where does Ron DeSantis go to get his apology? Because I was told, I'm old enough to remember when Ron DeSantis was going to be responsible for the mass murder of Floridians, of a bunch of children in Florida who were going to go to school without masks on and die. This was common knowledge. This was a common narrative in the mainstream media. And where does he go? Is anyone going to say, oh, Ron, you were kind of onto something? Cool that you didn't let those kids miss 2 years of school and sports and activity and mental health. That's pretty cool of you. No, of course not. And now all these Democrats are getting on board. And I'm not just saying that as far as like the Twitter world goes. I'm talking about the Democratic governors in Connecticut, Delaware, New Jersey, Oregon, all announced the end of masking. And here's the weird thing. Is that if you're a true Karen, like if you're a true believer in the cult of Dr. Fauci, and you're being told to change the habits of your religion, you're being told to change up how you do things every day, you'd want to hear that from the head honcho. You know, you'd want the main guy to come out and tell you it's time to take the masks off.
I'm a Fauci groupie.
Yes, of course you are, Nicole. And there's a lot of Fauci groupies in this country, sadly. But you would want to hear it from Fauci himself, because he is the one we've been following. He is the one who, he is the science. He represents the science. And it's the weirdest thing. He's been kind of MIA the last couple days. I can't find him. Usually it's like, where's Waldo? I check enough places and boom, I see him. But not today. I'm not seeing any cuts of him. Instead, I'm seeing this Dr. Lena Wen from CNN, and I've seen her before. She was, to refresh your memory, she was the doctor who told us that masks were a little more than facial decoration. That was in her attempt to get us to get vaccinated, but also telling us to still wear masks. So, you know, her narrative's kind of been all over the place, but she's very dedicated to the science, I'm using quotes. And she went on with, I think it was John Berman from CNN. And even John Berman, like when they do this side by side, his face, it's like, I don't know if it's the Jeff Zucker thing or whatever, but these people at CNN, they're not even buying into it anymore. They look like they've been disillusioned. And so Dr. Lena Wen is trying her hardest to explain why from yesterday or from 2 days ago to yesterday, everything has changed. The science has changed. The masks can come off. She's trying her best to explain it. So let's start with Dr. Lena Wen. Again, not Dr. Fauci. Dr. Lena Wen has suddenly stepped in for Dr. Fauci. This is cut 22.
Do you agree with the move?
I do. There was a and is a time and place for pandemic restrictions, but when they were put in, it was always with the understanding that they would be removed as soon as we can. And in this case, circumstances have changed. Case counts are declining. Also, the science has changed.
The science has changed. Is the science now code for the poll numbers? Is the science code for the backlash that Democrats are getting? The science hasn't changed. The science has been the same for the last 2 years. Masks don't work. Kids have a very, very low chance of getting deathly ill from the virus. That has been the same for 2 years. I am not a scientist. I am not a doctor. I do not play one on TV. I don't even play one on the Rumble Cam. But I know that science.
This is a house of learned doctors.
Okay, this, the Grace Curley Show, is a house of learned doctors. The science has not changed. The only thing that's changed, Lena, Dr. Wen, is that Democrats are getting more and more unpopular by the day, and parents are getting more and more ticked off by the day. And kids are just damaged beyond belief at this point. So let's play her other cut, 23, please.
We know that vaccines protect very well against Omicron, which is the dominant variant. Everyone 5 and older have widespread access to vaccines. And we also know about one-way masking, the idea that even if other people around you are not wearing masks, if you wear a high-quality mask, that also protects you, the wearer, too. And so in this case, I'm not saying, I don't think anyone really is saying that no one should ever wear masks, but rather that the responsibility should shift from a government mandate imposed from the state or the local district of the school. Rather, it should shift to an individual responsibility by the family, who can still decide that their child can wear a mask if needed.
So it shouldn't have been the parents' responsibility to decide whether or not their kids should wear masks until a doctor on CNN decides. A lot of us have been arguing about this since the beginning. I remember when Ron DeSantis said, you know, parents should be able to decide whether their kids get masked or not. Whether their kids wear masks, a lot of people said, oh, well, this should be left to the public health officials, not to politicians. He wasn't telling people whether or not to mask their kids or to not mask their kids. He was saying the parents should decide, which is very similar, strikingly similar, to what Dr. Lena Wen has seemed to figure out 2 years later. 2 years! And of course, Berman from CNN, I mean, he is trying his best to keep his job, I'm sure, along with everyone else. They're in no position to fight back against the science. But Jake Tapper made a strange decision. He actually decided to press Governor Phil Murphy from New Jersey, one of Charlie Baker's old classmates. And because Phil Murphy's now coming out, this is the classic move by Democrats, though. And this is what really grinds my gears. Not only are they going to change this in a matter of 24 hours? But by the end of the week, they'll be telling us, the American people, that Republicans were the ones the whole time who were forcing masks on people. That will be the new line. Jen Psaki will be like, well, if it wasn't for all you boomer rubes who are insistent on kids wearing masks, we've been saying kids shouldn't be wearing masks for 2 years. That is the level of nuttiness that these people expect their voters to buy into. So let's listen to Governor Phil Murphy Try to explain to Jake Tapper what has changed. This is Cut 19.
Have you seen evidence that these mask mandates have been necessary, that the spread and mortality rates in states where they didn't have mask mandates were far worse than in places where they did have mask mandates, like New Jersey?
Yeah, I mean, New Jersey is clearly the place I know the best, and God bless our precious kids no matter where they are. Please, God, they stay healthy and stay alive. There's no question that masking in our schools since the beginning of the school year has been a very smart public health step. I think we've had...
But why? Why? There's no question, but there are questions. What do you have to compare it to? If you're not going to compare it to the other schools around the country, because you're not an expert, you're more of a Jersey guy, which makes sense. You're the governor of New Jersey. But if you're not going to compare it to other schools, what are you comparing it to itself? I can't even. And this idea that, oh, we masked them for 2 years, did it help? Is the question that everyone should be asking, because like Donald Trump said, like a lot of these non-insane doctors like Scott Atlas have said, if the cure is worse than the disease, that is a problem. And that is what we're looking at now. 2 years of this. That's not 2 years of nothing. That's not 2 years. It's 2 years of a lot of damage. So we should all be demanding answers. And I'm sorry, but you saying, God bless the kids everywhere. I hope they stay safe. Not an answer, Phil. Nice try, but not an answer. Beyond this, I have way more cuts of this. Ted Lieu's getting involved. He's like, Governor Gavin Newsom is ushering in the new normal. There is no sense anymore. Everyone has lost their minds, and they really expect us to join in.
Well, they're just setting up the script for Joe to memorize before his much-anticipated State of the Union.
Oh, yeah. When is that, by the way?
I don't know. I think it's in, like, March Madness at halftime of the final game.
Well, I have more news to deliver, especially regarding CNN. It has been a really tough couple months for CNN. Michael Avenatti, big-time loser. Andrew Cuomo, big-time loser. Chris Cuomo, big-time loser. Jeff Zucker, big-time loser. Now Mask Mania, big-time loser. They're floundering. And in a shocking turn of events, one half of a best friend for life duo turned on the other half. I will report on that when we return. And obviously, we're going to talk about this trucker's convoy. Justin Trudeau, let's go Brando, was talking today. We like to call him Bunker Boy here. He decided to finally comment on the Freedom Convoy 10 days after it started. And he is just as obnoxious as ever. He's reemerging from the basement like Chris Cuomo. We'll talk about all this.
All
we'll take
sweaty.
Your calls.
Just did some lat presses.
I'm sure he did. You know, it just worked out. 844-500-4242. Feel free to weigh in on any of those topics. We have a lot of great guests planned for today. No one likes to feel out of the loop, but that's how I felt in the office when Jared and Taylor were talking about their investment apps and cryptocurrency. I wanted to grow my wealth too, but I couldn't wrap my head around a lot of the current fads. That's when I turned to Goldco, the leading precious metals company in the U.S. and the five-time Inc. 500 winning company with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and thousands of positive reviews. You can trust the team at Goldco to help you protect and grow your wealth. So just go to goldco.com/grace to request your free Protecting Your Wealth kit that uncovers the secrets that your financial advisor won't tell you. And if you call 855-965-6369 now, Goldco will give you up to 10% in free silver when you open a qualifying account. That's right, up to 10% in free silver. I've already invested in Goldco. I've already invested in gold and silver with Goldco because I know what I'm getting. I know I'm in good hands. Everyone there is very nice. They'll walk you through the process. If you want to protect and grow your wealth like I did, you can trust the experts at Goldco. They've helped thousands of Americans own gold and silver and their retirement savings to protect them against inflation and tax hikes. That's 855-965-6369. We'll be right back with your calls. This is The Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. She's a master thespian, trained in the art of performance.
These pretzels are making me thirsty!
This is The Grace Curley Show.
I don't think we should be looking at case counts at all at this point, especially when we're dealing with a milder variant and when so many people were exposed to Omicron and therefore have at least some level of protection either through vaccination or immunity. The key number that we should be looking at is hospitalizations. If our ICUs and hospitals in that particular region are not overwhelmed, if they're not over capacity, we can set a number, for example, 75% or 80% full, then
Wait, hold on. There's so much about this segment that drives me crazy. Number one is, again, I'm going to be saying this all day, so I apologize in advance. We have been saying this for 2 years. I didn't understand the obsession with cases during the first wave, let alone the second wave, the third wave, the fourth wave, whatever wave we're on now. I did not understand the cases. Jennifer Rubin figured this out about 2 weeks ago, which was a big shift. So I don't know if Dr. Lena Wen reads the Washington Post or subscribes to Jennifer Rubin's newsletter, but it's wonderful that she's figuring this out. The doctor is figuring out what the rest of us knew for 2 years. The second thing is this idea of we can set a number for what we think. Oh, who's we? The spokespeople or the contributors at CNN? It's the verbiage that this woman uses blows my mind. The level of control and authoritarianism that you hear coming out of CNN is breathtaking. I mean, okay, there we go. There's my one use of it this week, breathtaking. But it's like, oh, we'll set a number for hospitals. Says who? No, you won't, actually. Well, oh, you should set the number, Dr. Lena Wen, the woman who's 2 years late on some basic information that we've all known. No, I think you've lost your pass to set numbers at hospitals for the rest of the country. Thanks, though. Thanks for the offer.
Lord. It'd be amazing when she parades out with Dr. Fauci in a big George W. style mission accomplished banner, or George H.W. I can't remember which one.
Where is Dr. Fauci? Where in the world is Dr. Fauci? Whenever there's a big shift like this happening, he's always nowhere to be found. You know, when like cases are peaking and stuff, he comes out, he'll talk about it. But when there's a sudden about face and everyone's saying, well, maybe we have to rethink things, Fauci's nowhere. He's a nowhere man. I want to hear from Fauci.
I'm sure he's hard at work doing the doctoring he needs to be doing. Right.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Fairway Financial. Preparation and planning is the key to your retirement future. Visit fairwayfinancial.net. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Do you think the Freedom Convoy will end before Friday?
No, I do not.
90% of the audience believes no, it will not.
I hope it doesn't. I hope it keeps going. Trudeau is very upset about this. He said it needs to stop. You know, that these protesters need to stop, you know, ruining people's chance at doing things. And, you know, let me read you his exact words, because it's the biggest projection I have ever seen in my life. He says, individuals are trying to blockade our economy, our democracy, and our fellow citizens' daily lives, and it has to stop. Really, that sounds a lot like what the government has been doing for the past 2 years. Trying to blockade the economy, democracy, and fellow citizens' daily lives. Do you remember the shutdowns, Trudeau? Does that ring a bell? We will get to this later on, but I still want to talk a little bit more about this sudden shift, because Dr. Sanjay Gupta, now there are people who are spinning, like they're like, okay, quick, let's just reverse course here. No masks, we'll be good. But then there are people who are, what is how we call them, the clingers on?
Dead enders.
The dead enders. And there are a few dead enders, the people who are really proud that their kids like to wear masks. Now, a huge part of the dead enders is the Biden administration. Jen Psaki did not seem like she's on board for a change in masks. Another person who's a big dead ender is Stephanie Roll. She says her kids don't mind masks at all. We'll play all of this sound, and I want to get your take on this. Are you happy that there's this sudden shift, or are you infuriated? I thought I would be happier than I am. I'm so angry. I need an explanation. Why did we do this to these children for 2 years if you can't come up with one scintilla of evidence as to why it helped? 844-500-4242. We'll also talk about CNN when we return. Don't go anywhere.
live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Yeah, but have you seen data that definitively proves that these mask mandates have worked? I mean, the numbers you just presented are impressive, but are they different from the numbers in states where they didn't have mask mandates?
Yeah, again, I know Jersey Jake the best, but I'm highly confident, and I'm sure our health officials could say it definitively. There's no question they've worked. There's no question getting vaccinated, getting boosted, and wearing masks indoors have all been positive health, public health steps compared to the absence of any of those things in the alternative.
But there are questions. There are many questions. In fact, if any of these news networks, MSNBC, CNN, if any of them had covered the Johns Hopkins study, they would see that I guess you could maybe claim this stuff worked by like 0.2%, I think it was. And if you take that 0.2% of benefit from these masks and then you weigh it with the mental health detriment that this has caused, the detriment to everyone's mental health, I would think that at a certain point, one outweighs the other. And I don't think it outweighs in Phil Murphy's favor. So for him to say, there's no question. No, there's tons of questions. In fact, I bet if you went around to Trump supporters, those people that you hate, each one of them has a question. In fact, I have a texter right here, 781, says the sudden pivot is because the elites are afraid of a trucker protest. I'm so ticked off. It's not funny. I have to muzzle my 5-year-old daughter every morning before school for no reason. Relieved? No. Furious? Yes. 617 says the only reason that there's any willingness to change is because some Democrats have finally woken up to how much this is hurting them politically. Yeah, one of those people is Ted Lieu. He wrote, Democrats like Gavin Newsom are leading the way in returning America safely back to normal again. Stephen Miller wrote, you absolute clown. I don't, the lack of shame that they have in doing this 180 is kind of amazing. The New York Times writes the mask debate. If you scroll through social media, you'll find no shortage of people proclaiming that mask wearing is easy for them. I don't doubt it, but it's not so easy for many other people, including young children. It's a sign that more Americans, and not just Republicans, are ready to move to a new phase of the pandemic. Well, as long as it's not just Republicans, maybe that's what the science was waiting for. The science is sitting there like, yeah, I think it's about time to change this thing, but it's a lot of Republicans right now. It's a lot of boomeroops. Let's wait till some of the Karens in the fancy coffee shops get sick of masking their kids. Then we'll turn this thing around.
The sophisticateds are officially on board.
Yeah, they are. And a lot of people are saying, oh, this is because of Stacey Abrams' picture with the kids. That can't be. There were so many examples of that same kind of thing happening. Hochul had a picture like that. There was tons of mask hypocrisy, including Newsom, Mayor Eric Garcetti from L.A. saying he held his breath. So I don't think pinning all this on Stacey Abrams is fair. Bill, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Bill.
Hey, how you doing? Yeah, because I think I thought about what you were saying, and the only conclusion I have is that they're afraid of the midterms. They have to do it now to make it look like they're heroes, because if they do it too close to the midterms, then it's too obvious. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes, I agree with you, Bill, that this is all being kind of egged on by the midterms, but I still think it's so obvious. Like, if anything, over the last few years, I have been wowed by how unconcerned Democrats seem to be about how obvious they are. Like, there's no subtlety in their tactics at all. I don't think anyone, even people who don't really follow politics that closely, Bill, I don't think anyone would look at this and say, oh, the science must have changed in the last 24 hours. Do you?
Yeah. And the bigger thing is the Fauci. He is like the end all be all. I mean, some of these doctors out here are brilliant. And they're all quacks except for him, according to him. They're all quacks except for him. He knows it all.
Right, right. And the reason that drives me the most insane is because when you think about doctors and you think about, I brought this up last week. I said, what's the first thing you, Bill, let's say you go to the hospital, you go to a doctor, he tells you you have to have some sort of life-changing surgery. It's a really big deal. You're not really sure. You're kind of hesitant. What do people tell you to do in that situation?
Yeah.
They tell you to get a second opinion.
People will advise you. Yeah, absolutely. It's, you know, and the vaccine, the thing with the vaccine, if somebody walked up to you on the street with a glass of liquid, like water, said, here, drink this, would you drink it? No.
Right, and I'm all for, I have the vaccine. I encourage people to get it if you have comorbidities, if you're nervous, if you want to get it. I encourage you to get it if you want to get it. How's that?
Dr. Fauci, give me that ouchie.
Forget everything else. If you want to get it, I encourage you to get it. And better yet, if you don't want to get it, don't get it. That's how much I care. I want everyone to do what they want to do. And I just can't get over the fact that we're now supposed to go, oh, okay, never mind. Never mind. And meanwhile, these people on CNN who are telling us this, one, I want to see Dr. Fauci. I want to see it come from his mouth. If he is going to, if this is going to change, he's the one who brought all of this on us. Don't make Dr. Lena Wen come out here and do your dirty work. I'm a fool to do your dirty work. Oh, yeah. Don't let Lena Wen do your dirty work, sir. You come on CNN. You tell us. You brought this on. You enforced all these things. You told everyone this was the only way out. You come out. I haven't seen Dr. Fauci in a hot minute. And I want to see him. And number two is I don't think this is going to be as easy as these Democrats think it is. They're saying, oh, you know what? Actually, 2 years, maybe we can take the masks off. There are some people who are dead enders who are not going to give this up. This has become who they are. This is their entire personality. Let's listen to Dr. Sanjay Gupta. He's talking to Stephanie Roll from MSNBC. This is Cut 21.
Dr. Gupta, do you think it's time for school mask mandates to end nationwide? I live with kids who are more than willing to wear their masks, and it's my parents who complain about my children having to wear masks, but my kids don't mind it.
Morning, Stephanie. Not yet. So here on February 8th, not yet. But I do think that as we proceed March 15th towards April 1st, which I think will be a watershed moment for the country, where we will be truly at an endemic phase based on all forecasts, based on where we are currently at right now, which it doesn't feel that way. I do think that we're headed to a place where we can safely do that, because warmer, more humid air will mean less transmission. In addition,
all right. I don't even, now when these experts talk, it just becomes white noise. But let's focus on the beginning of that. Stephanie says her parents are the ones who it bothers. Imagine that, grandparents who don't like their grandkids having to wear masks all day.
Listen to your elders.
And she says, oh, my kids don't have a problem with it. I want to talk about the fact that a lot of kids don't have a problem with it, because that should scare everyone. That should scare this entire country. And by the way, this country that has been unusually cruel about masking children. In a lot of other countries, they've never even done it. But here, you know, we're full of the best and brightest. So naturally, we've masked everyone two and up. The fact that there's kids out there who would rather wear a mask than breathe freely and interact with people and smile at people and have conversations and socialize, they'd rather wear a mask. That right there tells you a lot. And the fact that Stephanie ruled that that doesn't scare her, that it only scares her parents, that the grandparents of these children are saying, maybe they shouldn't be wearing masks. It bothers my parents more than it bothers my kids. Well, that should bother you, that it doesn't bother your kids. I told my mom, I said, if I was in school with a mask on all day, I'd go crazy. But I think that the worst part would be if your kid just was kind of resigned to it. That would make you feel even worse, I would have to imagine. And there's so much of this everywhere, just people trying to explain why it's suddenly okay to not have masks when they told us for 2 years that that was the only way out. On a separate note, though, speaking of, I'm doing a lot of talking now about CNN because they're having all these experts on. I wanted to talk about an update on the Jeff Zucker, however you want to say his name, on the Jeff Zucker scandal, because I thought this piece from Fox News was really interesting.
Go there.
CNN mourns scandal-plagued Zucker as media insiders question worship. He's a disaster everywhere he goes. So this piece was both a little bit of scoopage on what's still going on at CNN, and it was also a little look back on Jeff Zucker's career.
It's a hell of a lot of journalism.
Zucker is very loyal to his staff and charismatic. There's one reason he's gotten so far despite badly failing at NBC. He's a disaster everywhere he goes, a media industry veteran who has worked with Zucker told Fox News Digital. Zucker, who is beloved by many CNN underlings, who often referred to him simply as Jay-Z, was also adored by CNN's on-air personalities. I'm just skipping around here. Jeff Zucker is considered to be the person responsible for the for CNN's shift away from the nonpartisan outlet it was before his tenure. I didn't know this, but Jeff Zucker was blamed for the botching of the Conan O'Brien Jay Leno debacle with The Tonight Show. He also failed to replace popular programs such as Friends and ER, and that's when NBC took a nosedive. He was fired in 2010 from NBC, brought back to CNN in 2013. Now, this is Nikki Fink. She wrote in 2010, Zucker was embarrassingly proud that he kept managing for margins, not programming for ratings. So NBC eventually stood for nothing but crap. Each time he made an error in judgment, what seemed like all the time, he never paid a price for his mistakes, which made Zucked and Zuckered part of the media lexicon. Now, a lot of people have been praising him, including Brian Stelter, Don Lemon, Allison Camerata. His outing came following a disastrous January that saw the network shed 74% of its audience from a year ago. Again, if I was the new guy, Killar from Warner, if I was the new CEO, I would be showing off that rating quite a bit. Zucker will be remembered mostly for driving a once proud news organization down an ideological ravine, willing to sacrifice traditional journalism standards to make socio-political initiatives. That was one person who commented on this piece. Jeffrey Toobin being welcomed back following a masturbation scandal was one of his controversies that Zucker saw. Obviously, the CNN Andrew Cuomo, the two CNN producers who have recently been ousted from the network after being swept up in separate criminal investigations involving alleged sex crimes with minors. But none of the negative attention seems to bother Zucker's CNN loyalists. And that's the weird part, because they're like eulogizing this guy even though he hasn't died. And they're talking about him and they're so upset. Don Lemon is very emotional. I guess, according to this piece, Jake Tapper had a get together at his home in Washington for bereaved colleagues after the original news broke.
CNN, tell me more about the Donald Trump cult.
Right. No, this is the most cult-like thing I've heard of since, you know, we were just talking about the mask Karens. But Howie mentioned this, but this is the full quote here. This is Michael Bass, one of CNN's leaders. I've heard Jeff described in the last days as our North Star and as the captain of our ship, the ship that he's been building for the last 9 years. He's been both our guide and our protector in many storms that we face. We miss him. We will miss him so, so much. Can I get the violin? We will miss him so much. I know we will. I will tell you because I know people are worried and concerned, and I'm just gonna be honest. You can't replace Jeff. It's not possible. The best thing that we can do is honor his legacy and continue his mission to do great journalism, cover breaking news as best we can, defend democracy, honor, truth, and facts, do what we do.
That's the truth.
Newsbusters managing editor Curtis Houck, I want to say his name is. He's a good follow on Twitter, by the way, says it feels like Zucker died. If we've learned anything over the past week, it's that CNN is not only a cult, but a cult of maniacal proportions. Initially, one could argue the accolades for Zucker were a combination of fear about what he can still do to people and true hero worship, which is what I thought it was. I thought maybe they assumed that he had dirt on them, or he was going to go to another network and maybe he would take them with him. But it quickly became evident that it was entirely the latter. This religious infatuation and eulogizing of Zucker, even though he's still alive, are disturbing. CNN will only continue to decline and truly become unsalvageable as a news organization, he said. McCall, a frequent critic of CNN, has been shocked that so many high-profile anchors have been visibly disturbed by the dismissal of their boss. Now, I should add that there is a big update on this. And that involves the duo that everyone loved for so long, the BFFs at CNN, Chris Cuomo, and Don Lemon. And
I got a lot of black friends.
I'm going to save that for after the break because this has already been really emotional. And this is the final blow for a lot of us who have been hanging on here and trying to weather this storm at CNN. I don't know how much longer we can do it. Once I tell you this news, if you're driving, pull over. It's going to be rough. If you were listing your commercial or residential real estate for sale, which of these scenarios would be your dream situation? Would it be multiple simultaneous offers to create strong competition? Would it be a quick cash closing with no appraisals? Would it be a deal where the buyer completely skips all inspections? Well, in a JJ Manning auction, all of these dreams will become your reality. In each and every JJ Manning auction, everyone who wants your property is competing at the same time. They are all cash buyers, and there are no inspections and no contingencies. To top it all off, in a JJ Manning auction, the buyer pays the commission. To learn more on how to get your residential, commercial, or land property sold quickly and contingency-free, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next one. Call Charlie today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your property sold. We'll be right back with your calls. This is The Grace Curley Show.
Hi, it's Toby from Cape Gunworks. I'm taking all your firearm and self-defense questions every Tuesday. Join Grace and me for 2A Tuesday, Tuesdays at 2 p.m.
Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley.
CNN anchors blast Warner Media head Jason Killer over the ouster of Jeff Zucker. You might think this is Groundhog Day, but that was a few days ago. And it was a tough day for Jared, so we're not even going to go there. This is happening almost on a daily basis. They're having these meetings where they call up this guy. I don't know if they're all, I'm sure they're not meeting together in person, God forbid, unless there's plexiglass available at CNN HQ. But they're just grilling this guy over why Jeff Zucker is gone. And I feel like I'm taking crazy pills because the ratings went down 74% since last January. Is that not reason enough? What more do these people want? And then this is what Don Lemon said. This is the real, get the dun-dun-dun ready, Jared, because this is breaking news. Host Don Lemon and Oliver Darcy also questioned the CEO on whether former host Chris Cuomo would get a severance package from CNN. Are you guys ready for this quote from Don Lemon? Et tu, Brutus? Did you think about what message it sends to the journalists and the company and also to the larger public that someone can be found to break with those journalistic standards and then get paid handsomely for it? Whoa! We are never, ever, ever getting back together. We that friendship is over. Wow. Erin Burnett also chimed in. She hosts the network's 7 p.m. hour. She said her colleagues were grieving and demanded more information about Zucker's departure. Moving on will require answers to these questions, she said, according to the Wall Street Journal. Where was this journalistic curiosity for the last year? When they were all asking about ice cream and cats in the White House, where was all of this chutzpah that they now suddenly have for this random dude who's just trying to clean up the mess Jeff Zucker left? Some friend Don Lemon is, though, just stabbing Chris Cuomo in the back. Wow. Can't trust anyone nowadays. 844-500-4242. We'll be talking to a photographer who's in Ottawa during these protests when we return.